international new wave, punk, post-punk, garage rock, pop, electronica, ambient, and even the occasional remix. Sweet beats are in store for all to enjoy. Join in the fun, OMD, every Sunday at 11 right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Today, alphabet soup.
Alphabet soup.
I made it special.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
It's alphabet soup.
We call it alphabet soup.
Alphabet soup.
Alphabet soup. Because we make it a lot with alphabet shaped pasta.
The letters are now twice as big.
Whatever's fun, little stars, little letters. Sometimes I will use
alligator, big bear,
snake. Campbell's alphabet soup.
Soup from a can? Disgusting!
Sometimes it doesn't feel like the winter music listening season really starts until the new year. December is all caught up in the holidays' excitement, and the radio is dominated by Christmas tunes. This week on Alphabet Soup, I want to bring forward three albums to help keep out the cold. For the past 10 years or so, Josh Tillman has been a mainstay name in the world of popular songwriting. It's a name that's always popping up from place to place. He'll be a member of multiple popular indie bands, he'll show up from time to time on a Beyoncé or Lana Del Rey album, and then disappear for a little while, showing up every few years to release an album under his own stage name, Father John Misty. An artist known for his satirical and cryptic songwriting, this year he put out possibly his most ethereal album yet. From 2024, the first album of today's show is Mahash Mashana by Father John Misty.
In dark.
country's boyfriend that he never, ever would live down. Must not have made it to the angels who pass the holy Roman noses round. His pale bullets found your bloodline in a midnight blue Cayenne. She is patient, the act of creation. May one day produce a happy man.
Opening his album Mahash Mashana with a 9-minute song is a pretty intentional choice, but the way Father John Misty talks about it makes it seem almost inevitable. When describing his songwriting process to Blackbird Spyplane, he said, quote, "I'll end up writing these huge, unstructured things, pages and pages, almost like an epic poem. From that, I'll get, say, 3 interminable songs. And then downstream from that, I'll start strip mining those 3 songs for parts to use in other songs. It seems chaotic and really unfocused, but there's an internal logic to it." The title of the album, Mahash Mashana, is a Sanskrit word used to refer to a large cemetery or a place to burn the dead. The idea of cremation is a poetic concept, the interpretation of which I'll leave up to you. But it all kind of fits within the larger image and world of the Father John Misty discography. I've always thought of his music and image as a kind of self-aware psychedelia. His lyrics are poetic and abstract, but it often feels like he's kind of winking and nodding at the audience about it. The cover art for this album is a set of doodles by Joe Roberts, known online as LSD World Peace. He's known for his marker drawings of aliens and Ninja Turtles. It's such a level of dedication to this lame stoner cliche that it kind of breaks through and reaches a level of genuine spirituality.
She put on astral weeks, said I love jazz and winked at me. This is the last place I'll to be, but I can't drive and I sure can't sleep. Around this time I publicly was treating acid with anxiety. I was unwell, and suddenly her clown portraits spoke to me. You're in no shape, you're in no shape. All the king's horses, all the king's men. And a celibate started talking politics. By small degrees, she got 'em to admit they're tacit fascists without knowing it. And all this went on and on, performance art, an elaborate con. Baby, who wears pearls at 4 a.m.? This pinching yuppie found meanings in. In no shape, in no shape. Horses, all the king's men. I saw something I shouldn't see. The awful truth bear reality that I'd forfeit my existence if someone let me just play with them. Thank you. dawn long broke by the time I realized I'd lost my mind. I ate an ice cream, dazed in the street, but it never tastes quite as sweet again.
That was Mahash Mishana by Father John Misty. Last week on the show for the Christmas episode, I covered Sufjan Stevens' Songs for Christmas. It felt a little strange for the first time I cover Sufjan on this show to be his bizarre Christmas album collection. But Sufjan is an artist with plenty of wintry sounds, so I thought for this week I would bring out a more typical Sufjan album, if such a thing exists. From 2003, the second album of today's show is Michigan by Sufjan Stevens. The full title of this album is Greetings from Michigan, the Great Lakes State. And Sufjan's choice to title this like a tourism brochure is very intentional. Around the time of this album's release, Sufjan made a very ambitious announcement. He said he was going to make a concept album based around each of the 50 US states. The 50 States project has become kind of infamous in the American indie folk world. Infamous because he only completed two of them. But the pair of albums, Michigan and Illinois, do work together as a nice pair. Illinois contains the song Chicago, one of Sufjan's biggest hits. And I think overall Illinois contains more of a summery kind of energy. Michigan, meanwhile, works as the wintry counterpart. The cover depicts a conifer weighed down with snow and a buck standing on an icy landscape. It makes sense that Sufjan would start his ambitious 50-album project with his home state, and it gives the album a sense of depth and seriousness. Because this album is about the state where he was raised. Sufjan is able to touch on more sensitive and tender aspects of the place in question. The album opens with a song titled Flint, for the unemployed and underpaid, named after the city made famous for its economic and infrastructure crisis. That sort of trudging piano makes you feel weighed down and frozen. The song that serves as sort of a centerpiece of the entire album is fittingly named after the state's largest city. O Detroit, lift your weary head, rebuild, restore, reconsider. It's a collection of simply stated words and phrases surrounding the economic downturn of the city. Detroit once being a crown jewel of American industry, and its economic tumble as that industry fled. Sufjan sums it all up with his repetition, once a great place, now a prison.
a great idea. Everything you want is a great idea. From the reticence, it's a great idea. Everything you want is a great idea. Throw them all away.
Because his album Michigan is about his home state, Sufjan ties in his upbringing, his relations with family and growing up. He touches on things like grief and loss. Childhood memories are really complex things, and often tied up in layers of emotion. The Sufjan's album Michigan freezes them in time and place, and that place being his home.
When my She came to Romulus for a day. Her Chevrolet broke down. We prayed it'd never be fixed or be found. We touched her hair. We touched her hair. We touched her hair. We touched her hair.
That was Michigan by Sufjan Stevens. Lots of albums are described as hidden gems, classics that didn't quite catch on with the wider audience. Sometimes that label can feel a little backhanded, admiring a work but qualifying it by mentioning its lack of commercial appeal. Our third album of today's show is a staple of this label. From 1986, it's Keyboard Fantasies by Beverly Glenn Copeland.
summer rain softly turn to sing again. Welcome the bud, the summer blooming flower. Welcome the child whose hand I hold. Welcome to you, both young and
The music of Beverly Glenn Copeland is one of those textbook examples of a hidden gem. Originally a self-released cassette tape in 1986, the album Keyboard Fantasies became beloved by collectors, but flew under the radar of the broader public. But after decades of obscurity, in 2016, Beverly got an email from a Japanese record shop owner asking to buy Copeland's stock of copies.
Hi, my name is Ryota Masuko. I own a small record shop based in Japan. I've been listening to a lot of folk, jazz, and ethnic music of the world, and now I arrive to your music. I was the first time listening to your very early cassette tape, Keyboard Fantasies. It was a very emotional experience for me. Do you have stock copy of Keyboard Fantasies? I would like to buy this if you have.
That's it.
Thank you.
Keyboard Fantasies by Beverly Glenn Copeland is a collection of gentle but beautiful keyboard tracks inspired by the nature of Ontario, where Copeland grew up. It's an album to listen to on a peaceful walk with the snow crunching under your feet. I mentioned earlier that the label of Hidden Gem can sometimes feel backhanded, but Beverly reaches back to his connection to nature to interpret this. In an interview with Guess Who, he said, quote, "Animals are symbols of various aspects of our personality. I have a bunch of them. The primary one is a turtle. That's fundamentally the animal expression of me. The turtle is a slow, peaceful creature, known for both its longevity and unfazed resilience. Because for years and years, I realized I was slow. But now finally I realize that was on purpose. I go towards something very steadily. It takes me a very long time to get there." Copeland's faith that he would get there paid off. The album is now a classic, and in 2021 it received a remix album featuring artists like Bon Iver, Julia Holter, Arca, and Blood Orange. But the original has just that something special about it. It's a personal work about home that doesn't need any number of listeners to be great.